All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If we get it wrong, we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Brooke today, okay.
Wore a protective scarf around my neck today, and it didn't work.
Brooke. I saw that's a big scarf.
Got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Did you know many states have selected an official state sport which represents the local region and its people? For example, Minnesota's official state sport is hockey. Mm-hmm. Maryland's state sport is lacrosse. Yeah. And Colorado's is pack burro racing.
Of course it is.
But there's only one American sport that has been officially chosen by more than one state. Three different states have picked it, and none of them are on the West or East Coast. Name the sport.
It's Midwest.
Oh.
My first thought is some sort of rodeo, like barrel racing or bull riding, if we're talking Midwest. Baseball, right? If you build it, they will come.
Right, but
I think baseball's too obvious. Yeah, because it's America's.
And I mean the biggest team is on the East Coast, so the Yankees, New York. And
so you don't think that the state can claim baseball as theirs?
I just feel like the other ones are so out there.
Yeah.
That they probably wouldn't claim baseball as their own.
Okay. So I do feel like a lot of cornfields and baseball go together.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just thinking Middle America because he says it's not East or West Coast, and it's also not going to be a mountain sport because. Well, Middle America's pretty flat. So not
about
skiing.
Sausage eating.
Give me competitive
not
eating.
Actually a sport.
Read the question one more time.
Did you know many states have selected an official state sport which represents the local region and its people, but there's only one sport that's been chosen by more than one state. Three different states have picked it, and neither of them are on the West Coast or the East Coast. Name the sport.
Do you know what I just thought of?
What's that?
Fishing.
Oh yeah. They're on TV all the time.
There's lots of different types of fishing. Like there's the noodling with the arm and the catfish. There's fly fishing. There's
catfishing.
They have the guys with all the lakes up there. I'm sure fishing is huge.
I know. I was also thinking snowmobiling because of like the northern, like North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. But
that's not like year round.
Okay, I'm gonna go with. Baseball.
Oh!
Yeah, the opposite of Jose's.
That was smart.
Several U.S. states have chosen official state sports to represent them, but there's only one sport that's been selected by more than one state since it represents a major part of American culture going back to the 1800s.
Uh-oh.
Three separate states, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Texas,
rodeo.
Have all selected
crap.
Rodeo as their official state sport.
Why wouldn't I have stuck with my original
Yeah, you got it right away and talked yourself out of it.
Instantly.
And you got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the song Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Whenever you're ready to sing.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. It's all I want, and I've waited so long. Stacy, can't you see you're not the you're girl not for me? I don't remember that part.
Stacy, can't you see you're just not the girl for me? I know it might be wrong, but
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going
I feel like that's how the fans of that song actually sounded when they sang it in the car. Like, But the band was like, yeah, this song's so hardcore.
Yeah.
Right, have a great day. We'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve. I forgot to write a nickname, boy.
Yeah.
And Jeff, Jubal forgot to write a nickname for me, too. Nabo, have a good one. We'll see you later.